Welcome to The Print Pod. Mansi Phadke, journalist from The Print, wrote an article. Modi government said no to door-to-door vaccine drive. So Mumbai came up with another option. I'm Sakshi Srivastav and I bring you to the podcast version of this article. As the central government ruled out door-to-door vaccination drive, Mumbai residents have come up with next best option, COVID-19 vaccine camps in housing societies. In the past week, several cooperative housing societies across Mumbai have procured vaccines from private hospitals and set up camps within their premises. These societies have turned their clubhouses, open podiums and parking areas into makeshift vaccination centers, demarcating waiting areas, vaccination areas and observation areas. The housing society members have been using online forms to gather data from those willing to get vaccinated. Teams of volunteers also help upload the information on Covin, coordinate with the hospital staff and supervise every aspect on the day of the drive. Organizers of these drives are also inoculating household domestic help, society support staff such as caretakers and gardeners and neighborhood vendors of essential services. Single doses are being made available for Rs. 1000 to Rs. 1200. In most cases, the cost of vaccinating the domestic help and support staff is borne by the society's residents. It is all plug and play. Our clubhouse looks more like a hospital than a clubhouse now. We ensure the waiting time is negligible and we insist on social distancing and double masking, Sarika Podar, secretary of the elite Ashoka Towers in Parel, told The Print. Ashoka Towers was one of the first societies to conduct a Covishield vaccination camp last month and is scheduled to hold a Covaxin camp this month. On 7th of May, the BMC had issued detailed guidelines permitting housing societies and private companies to tie up with private hospitals directly to hold COVID vaccination drives. While a number of housing societies in Mumbai had approached private hospitals for a tie-up, soon after the civic body's guidelines came out, the vaccine stocks were only available after May 20. The Gokuldham Reserve Bank of India office quarters in Gurigaon was the first housing society to set up a COVID vaccination camp within its premises on May 21. The society administrated Covaxin shots to about 400 residents with the help of Fortis Hospital. Meanwhile, the first Covishield vaccination drive was started in a housing society called Atmosphere in the eastern suburb of Mulund on Monday. Thereafter, Parel's sprawling Ashoka Towers became the first housing society to inoculate 1,000 people with Covishield shots. The society vaccinated about 600 staff members, including domestic help, drivers, gardeners, housekeeping staff and their families, and 400 society residents and their extended families for Rs. 1050 per dose. According to Podar, getting hold of vaccines was very difficult. No private hospital had stock till about 10 days ago. I was in touch with 7 to 8 hospitals. Then Fortis very generously promised me 1000 doses. In the last week, nearly 20 societies have organized such camps in only one suburb of Chembur. Chembur's Safal Twins Housing Society, which administrated 530 doses of Covishield on Saturday and received the vaccines from the local Surana Sethia Hospital, is one of them. Pankaj Bindra, who helped organize the camp, said, "A number of people in their 30s and 40s who were not easily getting slots on Covin benefited from the drive. Some elderly persons too who were unable to go to the vaccination center could get the shot as they only had to come down from the house to the common area." Bindra noted that the drive also helped some residents, society support staff and domestic help to get over the vaccine hesitancy. "A lot of the domestic workers, vendors and other support help were hesitant to register, citing reasons such as being scared of the syringe or not having documents or simply being afraid of what the vaccine might do to their health. We could convince them to register since it was a safe environment and their employees were taking the shots too," he told The Print. Then some residents who were initially not planning on getting vaccinated changed their mind as people they regularly interact with were getting the shot, Bindra added. "The drives have turned out to be especially helpful for those in the 18 to 44 age group who have been struggling to get slots on the government portal Covin due to the limited availability of doses." Rohit Shetty, a 37-year-old resident of Mumbai's western suburb of Malad, said, "My wife and I tried endlessly to book vaccination slots on the Covin website since 1st of May 2021, But it was like a game of faster fingers first, and getting a slot was like winning a lottery. After a series of unsuccessful attempts over a period of 3 weeks, we finally gave up. Shetty and his wife eventually got their first doses of Covishield at a camp organized by a housing society where his wife's childhood friend lives. It gets very convenient when the jab is available at one's doorstep. It benefits residents of all age groups, and one feels much safer due to the limited number of people around. Again, standing in a queue for hours at a hospital or the vaccination center, he added. Even the Brihan Mumbai Municipal Corporation has been encouraging these vaccination camps in housing societies. A number of private hospitals have managed to secure a large stock of vaccine doses, and people are desperate to find vaccines. Residents of housing societies have been approaching these hospitals for vaccination camps in the society premises directly. They just have to inform the local ward office about the camp and follow the guidelines, an official from the BMC's health department said. In a way, it's good for the BMC too. These kinds of drives help people who can pay to get vaccinated at their convenience. It takes the pressure off the BMC's finances and enables us to focus out free vaccines on the slum population and poorer sections of the city, the official, who wished to remain unnamed, told The Print. The BMC's G North ward, which covers the Dadar, Mahim and Dharavi areas, also wrote to housing societies under its jurisdiction over the weekend, encouraging them to opt for paid vaccination drives. So far, Mumbai has administrated 33.24 lakh doses of the COVID vaccine, and 9,14,890 of them have been through private centers.